Friends, this year should be a special schus for Avimarni Marasi Shayichi, or Mordechai Elhel ben Yosef Halevi, and Le Nishmas Daniela Shena Bas Rabbi Yeshua Falik, and Refuas Rav Chaim Yitzchak ben Freda Feig Aleiab, Soshach Yisrael, and the world should be no Shatshua Solamim. It says in the Torah, the sixth parasha, Va'aloscha v'tadaber Miriam v'Aaron v'Moshe alados isha kusis shalokach. Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, about the woman, the black woman that he took. V'yomer, and they said, Harak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem. Halo gam banu diber Hashem. V'yishma Hashem. V'yifan Aaron el Miriam v'hine mitzaraz. So, they said, God only speak to Moshe? He also spoke to us, and God heard. And then Aaron turned to Miriam, and behold, she had Saras. Rambam writes in Achustam Saras, Perek Tezayin, Alocha Yud, Mari la Miriam and Avia Shadibra Be'achia, Satra Vadilo Dibra Begnuso, Elatasa She Hishviso Lashar Neviim, Be'afal Pichain Miyad Nansha Betsaras. So, what happened to Miriam? She got Saras because she spoke about her brother. She didn't speak negatively. She just made a mistake in that she compared him to other Nevi'im. God speaks to us. We didn't separate from our spouses. Why should Moshe separate from his? And nevertheless, she was punished with Saras. And his makor is from the Sifri Zuta, Parshas Va'aloscha, Sof Simentes. Elo shedibru ba'achayim akichiyam akotan mehen velo dibru b'gnuso. They didn't speak disparagingly about him. Elo shehishvu osu l'shar neviim kach nenshu. So they equated him to other neviim, and therefore they were punished. So the question is, Rambam writes in the Parash of Mishnayis, Perek Chelek, that the Yisod HaZayin, the seventh principle of our faith, is that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is different than the other Nevi'im in four ways. So we have to know that Moshe Rabbeinu is a fundamentally different Navi than all other Nevi'im. So if Miriam equates Moshe with his Nevuah, with the Nevuah of other Nevi'im, so she was over on one of the Ikrei HaRambam. So already Rebbe Chanan asked this kasha. Could it be that Miriam was over on Ikrei Amuna, equating Moshe with other Nevi'im? He asked this in the Biurei Agados, Simon Yudbeis Ozayin. Famous Reb Chaim Brisker, that he says that what's pshat in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the whole Torah is an Ikr. You have to believe in every letter in the Torah. So why are Dafka these 13 principles to principles? The whole Torah is a principle. And the answer is, says Reb Chaim, that the Nafka Mina. And the whole Torah, if you make a mistake and you just didn't know, so you're off the hook, you're cool. But if you make a mistake about one of the Yid Gimel Ikrim, then the person's God forbid a kofar. So even though Miriam made a mistake, But she still remains a kofer, as Chas V'Shalom. Could it be that Miriam, Alpi the Rambam, was a denier of the Torah? So in the Sefer Shaila Torah, in the third volume, page Kuf Lamed Hey, Rav David Soloveitchik wanted to say that in fact there are four differences between Nevuas Moshe and other Nevi'im. The Rambam enumerates what these distinctions are, but you don't have to know all the details. You just have to know in general that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is significantly different than other Nevi'im. As long as you know that, you're not a kofer. So we can say that Miriam understood that the Nevuah of Moshe is fundamentally different than the Nevuah of other Nevi'im. But she just thought that that doesn't justify that he should separate from his wife. But she knew in general that he was, his yediya was different than the other Nevi'im. So one difference is that some Nevi'im God speaks through an intermediary, and Moshe Rabbeinu without an intermediary, Pel Pad Dabrebo. A regular Navi is in his sleep, and Moshe Rabbeinu when he's awake. Another Navi, his body is weakened when he gets the Nevuah, and Moshe Rabbeinu remains strong. No Resis, no Ra'ada. Other Nevi'im, the Nevuah is only coming by Ratzon Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever he wants. So it could be, suggests Rav David, that Miriam knew that this Moshe Rabbeinu was different than other Nevi'im. Could be she even knew the details. Could be. But she thought that when it comes to Prishim and Aisha, Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have separated. So, according to that, she wasn't really a koferis then, because she understood Moshe Rabbeinu was fundamentally different than other Nevi'im. She just thought that Ad Kan, not to be Parish Meishto. He also answered that Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his wife, since he's ready to, he could prophesy at any moment. That's why he separated from his wife. So Miriam understood that he could prophesy at any second, but she didn't understand that that's a reason to separate from your wife. So again, this inyan of Prisham and Aisha is not included in this ikar of the Rambam, and therefore it comes out that Miriam was believed in this ikar. She understood Moshe Rabbeinu is different from all other Nevi'im, just in this nekuda. Why was he separating from his wife? That's what bothered Miriam. Even though from the lashon of the pasuk, it doesn't sound like that. Harak achba Moshe diber Hashem alo gam banu diber. Sounds like she's actually equating. God speaks to him. God speaks to us. So, another possibility would be that this ikar was mischadesh now. In other words, Miriam Taka thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was equal, and then Hashem said, no, he's fundamentally different. So, we can't have tainas on Miriam that she was kofer one of the ikrim when it didn't exist yet. Only now it existed. So, yesh laharich b'davar hazeh me'od, and hopefully in future discussions we will return to it. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.